Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
I am Velocity Child, and every Friday at the stroke of midnight, ride the broomstick with fallen woman, stirring up the cauldron at Radio Free Brooklyn.
And now we're gonna do a little nibbling. We got the weed and the water cheering. I got to get on down. I'm gonna walk out to red. Yeah. you wade in the water. Yes. Thank you.
Won't you spare me over another? But what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? When God is gone and the devil takes hold.
Sweet grace.
que tienen las flores, llorona, las flores del campo santo. No sé qué tienen las flores, llorona, las flores del campo santo. Que cuando las mueve el viento, llorona, parece que están llorando. Que cuando las mueve el viento, llorona, parece que están llorando. Ay, de mi llorona, llorona, tú eres mi yunca. Ay, de mi llorona, llorona, tú eres mi yunca. Me quitarán de quererte, llorona, pero de olvidarte nunca. Me quitarán de quererte, llorona, pero de olvidarte nunca. Cristo de fierro, llorona, mis penas le conté yo. A un santo Cristo de fierro, llorona, mis penas le conté yo. ¿Cuáles no serían mis penas, llorona, que el santo Cristo lloró? ¿Cuáles no serían mis penas, llorona, que el santo Cristo lloró? Ay, de mi llorona, llorona de un campo lirio. Ay, de mi llorona, llorona de un campo lirio. El que no sabe de amores, llorona, no sabe lo que es martirio. El que no sabe de amores, llorona, no sabe lo que es martirio. Llevo en el alma, llorona, que no se apartan de mí. Dos besos llevo en el alma, llorona, que no se apartan de mí. El último de mi madre, llorona, y el primero que te di. El último de mi madre, ay, llorona, y el primero que te di. Ay, de mi llorona, llorona, llévame al río. Ay, de mi llorona, llorona, llévame al río. Tápame con tu rebozo, llorona, porque me muero de frío. Tápame con tu rebozo, llorona, porque me muero de frío.
Thank you. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Yeah. Do I feel happy in life? Let's say I hope I'm finding happiness, right? Well, for me, if I can realize certain things in my work, I come the closest to being happy, and I can say that also about my life. Well, it only happens, I think, in moments, sometimes when I'm working, and I'll be able to fulfill a scene truthfully, and then I think I'm the happiest. Well, I find it very stimulating to keep studying and working, I'm not just generally happy. If I'm generally anything, I guess I'm generally miserable. I don't know. Even if I feel like it or not, I'll try to make the effort to make contact with people around me. Yes, because I could easily be alone. It doesn't bother me to be alone. Some people I know, they don't like to be alone. I don't mind it. I need it as a rest, and yeah, it kind of refreshes myself. Yeah.
Holy the sea, holy the desert, holy the railroad, holy the Holy the visions, holy the hallucination, holy the miracles, holy the eyeball, holy the abyss, holy forgiveness, mercy, charity, faith, holy ours, bodies, suffering, magnanimity, holy the supernatural, extra brilliant, intelligent, kindness of the soul.
Who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of this stream. You are powerful creators who have come here with great reason, and you are so much more than you see here in these physical bodies. And when you allow yourself to relax a little from where you are and turn and go with the flow, you are going to discover in your first day of making a decision about that, the power of this stream. You're going to discover the power of this stream and the power of the law of attraction and the power of your worthiness and the eternal nature of your being.
So much more.
discover in your first day of making this a day, of making a decision about that, the power of this, power of this, power of this. Life is supposed to be good for you. It is supposed to feel good. It is supposed to feel fun, fun, fun.
Visions of myself dancing and laughing and crying with them. 3 years down the line of being on an endless world tour, and my memories of them were the only things that sustained me and my only real happy times. I was a singer, not a very popular one. I once had dreams of becoming a beautiful poet, but upon an unfortunate series of events, saw those dreams dashed and divided like a million stars in the night sky that I wished on over and over again, sparkling and broken. But I didn't really mind because I knew that it takes getting everything you ever wanted and then losing it to know what true freedom is. When the people I used to know found out what I had been doing, how I had been living, they asked me why. But there's no use in talking to people who have a home. They have no idea what it's like to seek safety in other people, for home to be wherever you lie your head. I was always an unusual girl. My mother told me I had a chameleon soul. No moral compass pointing due north. No fixed personality. Just an inner indecisiveness that was as wide and as wavering as the ocean. And if I said I didn't plan for it to turn out this way, I'd be lying. Because I was born to be the other woman. Who belonged to no one, who belonged to everyone, who had nothing, who wanted everything. With a fire for every experience and an obsession for freedom that terrified me to the point that I couldn't even talk about. Every night I used to pray that I'd find my people. And finally, I did. On the open road. We had nothing to lose, nothing to gain, nothing we desired anymore. Except to make our lives into a work of art. Live fast. Die young. Be wild. And have fun. I believe in the country America used to be. I believe in the person I want to become. I believe in the freedom of the open road. And my motto is the same as ever. I believe in the kindness of strangers. And when I'm at war with myself, I ride. I just ride. Are you in touch with all of your darkest fantasies? Have you created a life for yourself where you can experience them? I have.
your world. I am the war of Venus and Mars. Sleep on the floor, fly to the stars. I am the motive of the molester. I am the child in the elevator, ticking off to breaking ground. I am your goddess, lost and found. Eyes of the crow, turn the sky black and bite the limp hand on your Bible stack. I follow signs against the traffic, and I will remind you of your own havoc. Cause I smell the fruit rotting on the vine. Jesus.
I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a death trap to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet. Electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege. I'm not as nasty as using little girls like Pokemon before their bodies have even developed. I am not as nasty as your own daughter being your favorite sex symbol. Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. But yeah, I'm a nasty woman. A loud, vulgar, proud woman. I'm not nasty like the combo of Trump and Pence being served up to me in my voting booth. I'm nasty like the battles my grandmothers fought to get me into that voting booth. I'm nasty like the fight for wage equality. Scarlett Johansson, what were the female actors paid? Less than half of what the male actors earned last year. See, even when we do go into higher paying jobs, our wages are still cut with blades sharpened by testosterone. Why is the work of a black woman and a Hispanic woman worth only 63 and 54 cents of a white man's privileged daughter? This is not a feminist myth. This is inequality. So we are not here to be debunked. We are here to be respected. We are here to be nasty. I'm nasty. Like my blood stains on my bed sheets. We don't actually choose if and when to have our periods. Believe me, if we could, some of us would. We don't like throwing away our favorite pairs of underpants. Tell me, why are tampons and pads still taxed when Viagra and Rogaine are not? Is your erection really more than protecting the sacred, messy part of my womanhood? Is the blood stain on my jeans more embarrassing than the thinning of your hair? I know it is hard to look at your own entitlement and privilege. You may be afraid. Few extra cents, it adds up to the pile of change I have yet to see in my country. I can't see, my eyes are too busy praying to my feet, hoping you don't mistake eye contact for wanting physical contact. Half my life I have been zipping up my smile, hoping you don't think I want to unzip Elizabeth, Eleanor, Amelia, Rosa, Gloria, Condoleezza, Sonia, Malala, Michelle, Hillary. And our pussies ain't for grabbing. Christian Muslim.